good. Justin McLeod, after missing his first three threes, nails that one, and it's a 13-point Red Bird lead.
Just keep shooting, that's what I say. Coach Dan Muller joins us now. Good morning, Coach.
Just keep shooting.
Just keep shooting. You know, is that what you tell, is that what you tell me? Here's a guy, I'll just call him a three-point specialist, right? I mean, and when you see a guy like that miss his first three, does he look over at the bench? And if he does, what kind of look are you giving him?
Justin's not a guy, and some guys naturally look at the bench. And I actually tell my players early in the season, do not look at the bench, because obviously if they're doing that, they're worried about something other than staying in the moment. But no, Justin's not a guy who looks at the bench. He's been shooting the ball so well. He's over 50% from three in the last eight games, I think. So I think he pretty much knows they're going to be going in pretty soon.
It was fun to watch. It was fun to watch. You made it interesting, though. I was hoping, you know, you started out great. I love the fact that you a shot clock violation, Bradley's first possession. That was cool.
Yeah. We started out pretty well. I thought we relaxed defensively and rebounding. I said it afterwards, but you know, every game is not going to be perfect. We're playing really well offensively. We're really sharing the ball. If you watch, obviously you did, but we're sharing the ball. We're making the extra pass so often, and that's contagious. And so that part's great. We turned them over 18 times. We kind of relaxed in that second half and let them cut it to one from 13.
Yeah.
But we extended it back up. And, you know, any 15-point win is a pretty good win.
I was hoping for a 30-point win. I said to my wife on the way, win by 30, we could call it the St. Valentine's Day Massacre. But, hey, we'll take that. We'll take that. I'm not complaining about a win by 15. So let's talk about and I don't know how much you're going to talk about this. I thought about bringing in a sound effect of a whistle being blown and interrupting our conversation 20 times this morning.
Yeah.
Over 50 fouls called, right?
Yeah, I think there's exactly 50. It's hard, and I get that. There was one possession of ours underneath the basket where there were three fouls. We threw it in, three-time foul, and then a double technical, which I thought was a completely unnecessary call.
Yeah, talk about the double technical. What prompted that?
Well, there's a little bit of fighting for position.
Right.
The referee went to talk to the two players and tell them to cut it out. And I don't know what their kid said, but our kid, at the most, the referee said, he said, "Hey, get off me." He said, that's why he teed him up. I said, that doesn't deserve a technical. He said, well, that's taunting. I said, no, it's not. You know, so.
Who was he saying get off when he said get off me? Was he saying that to the official or was he saying that to the other player?
No, he said he was saying that to the player. Now, I don't know if he said that or if he said it early in the conversation or just casually. He didn't say it demonstrably or anything like that. But anyway, so the ref saw some things. He called a double technical. But there were a lot of whistles. There were a lot of whistles, some foul trouble on both ends. And the part that disappointed me was we had a great crowd. And they couldn't get into the game in the second half.
Right.
Because there was no rhythm, no flow, so many whistles. And we extended the lead. They cut the lead, we extended it. But there was really no flow to the game. And so I kind of felt bad for the fans.
We'll take a win, though. So
yes,
you've got Indiana State next.
Mm-hmm.
And sole possession of second place right now in the Missouri Valley Conference.
Yep.
And you're at home Wednesday night.
Right.
So we want to
get... Yeah, we play two more home games left, this Wednesday, next Wednesday. And as you said, sole possession right now. So that means we control our own fate as far as do we keep second place or what happens. And we've got some tough games left, two tough home games, two tough road games. But I know if we have great crowds these last two games, our last two home games for our three seniors, our last two home games when we're playing pretty well, it makes a huge difference. So we're only thing we're worried about is practice today and Wednesday night's game. They beat us the first time. They've been struggling a little bit, but they're very dangerous. But we're looking forward to Wednesday night.
Well, just keep the shooting. You guys were on fire shooting-wise. What, 54%, almost 55% from the floor? And that's the second highest shooting percentage this season. So you're in a groove.
Yeah.
I like that this time of year. Keep it going.
I did too. always want to be playing your best basketball end of February, heading into March. We are right now. We just got to make sure that we don't relax. And you got to fight human nature constantly.
All right. Boy, I'll tell you what. Basketball knows no holidays. It's President's Day. You're on early in the morning with us, and then you're on tonight, the coaches show at Pub 2 in Normal with Barb Smith show at 6. You'll follow at 7. Coach, we'll see you there tonight, Wednesday night, Red Bird Arena.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, thanks. Coach Dan Muller on WJBC. Our conversations with the coach always brought to you by Extreme Motors. It's 8:53.
The voice of the Illinois.